Hey, welcome to the Successful Songwriter Within podcast. I'm your host, Lisa McEwen. I'm a Nashville published songwriter and recording artist. In this podcast, I'm here to help take you from intimidated, anxious, insecure, and frustrated to self-assured, prolific, and successful with your songwriting abilities. I've written with Grammy Award-winning writers, had numerous cuts and placements, but it wasn't long ago that I was an anxious, insecure songwriter, afraid to speak up during co-writes and feeling not worthy enough to fulfill my dreams. I created Music and Mindfulness because here's where I was at. I knew how to write a song, but what I was lacking was the inner confidence and intuitive connection. Once I started applying mindfulness techniques to my music life, everything changed. And now it's my mission to help you on your musical journey. If you're ready to tap into and align with your inner genius, go to my website, musicandmindfulness.co, for a free tutorial where I show you how to do just that. So stick around, because I got tips, back pocket techniques, stories, interviews, and more. You ready to get where you're going? Let's do it. Hey there, singer, songwriter, and musician friends. Now I see you've been sitting around wondering if this music thing is ever going to work. And you're thinking, maybe you should just throw in the towel. I mean, sometimes you think you got something special, but then there's times when you feel like you should just quit this whole music thing. It's like friends and family are waiting on you to make something happen with your music, and it feels like you're just letting them down. Well, do not throw in the towel, because I'm excited to announce that I'm going to be hosting Breakthrough Songwriter, why you're not gaining traction with your music and what to do about it. This is a free 5-day live workshop of effective strategies to break through limiting beliefs so that you can finally start knocking it out of the park as a songwriter, artist, and producer. I'm going to show you what it takes to be a career-focused musician, including how to gain real traction with your music, how to create outstanding song ideas that will make people stop and listen. I'm going to show you how to write what people want to hear and how to stay organized as a songwriter so you can finally make that pitch or put out that album. You know, us artsy types, we are known for our creative disorganization. Listen, you are going to have so many light bulbs go off, you are going to need sunglasses. This is something that you don't want to miss. So pause this right now and pre-register, because I am telling you, this is your chance. Go to musicandmindfulness.co to join the free 5-day live workshop called Breakthrough Songwriter, why you're not gaining traction with your music, and more importantly, what to do about it. Let's go, baby. We can do this together. Now stop this, pause, pre-register, musicandmindfulness.co. Sign up. Go on. I'll wait. Hey, welcome back this week. Oh my goodness. So the funny thing is, I think some of you kind of shudder and shy away from the big bad O word that I'm going to use on today's topic, which makes me laugh, because we are going to talk today about organization. Yes, that's right, the big old word of organization for songwriters and musicians and producers and this such. So this is the thing. I know a lot of you can relate to this, because I don't know. I think some of our superpower is in the realm of just being disorganized, and you know, we get inspired for things and then it's like, oh boom, the whatever we were working on is like totally gone to the wind, because now we have this insanely good song idea that we're chasing after, and so therefore all the different tasks that we were working on go to the wayside, and all of a sudden, you know, you look around, you're in the middle of cooking dinner, you're writing a song. Maybe, you know, you're trying to do your laundry, your kids' laundry, and you're trying to help them with homework, and then the dog needs let out. And I mean, yes, I'm kind of painting a picture of my own life, but I'm saying I think disorganization and that sort of thing definitely runs true for a lot of us. And I do think organization is a skill that I've always been envious of other people, but not any longer, because let's talk about it today, because we're going to talk about it in your music life. So, you know, this is where disorganization and that crazy cool part of us tends to become a problem when we want to make something happen with our music. And I'm speaking to, you know, you're going to hear me often say things like career focused musicians, because I am speaking to people who maybe they don't want to necessarily do music full time as their bread and butter. But at the same token, you know, people who still want to play the odd show or they want to write songs to, you know, it has a bigger purpose. Let's just call it that. Rather than not just, I'm going to write a song and there we go. And it's just going to sit in my drawer and collect dust. I'm speaking to those people who I think have been listening all along are the people that want to connect their music with others. It doesn't matter what scale that's on. Because it sort of takes, in some ways, it takes the same amount of effort, focus, and persistence and skill to do, you know, something small as perhaps it does with something big. It's just on a bigger scale when you're trying to do it more full time and that sort of thing. You still sort of need a lot of the same fundamentals. So organization, yes, back to that big O word. So this is the problem with the organization, you know, lifestyle of being a songwriter, musician, and being disorganized, right? So you're not necessarily ready for doing pitches. So, you know, you want to be ready for things like, let's say, you know what, actually, this just happened to me this week. I came upon somebody who said, oh my gosh, I love your song. It was I'm Here Now. And he said, I'd love to play this on my station. Can you send it to me? So here we go. All of a sudden, it's like, I wasn't planning on doing that today or tomorrow, but okay, I got to send it to him. Now, old disorganized me, which always, by the way, is a work in progress, but let's just say old disorganized me wouldn't know where on earth it is on my computer to send him. I'd have to figure out, you know, oh my gosh, what kind of, does he want MP3? Does he want, what kind of format does he want? And just sort of those little details. And it's like, you're kind of scrounging around and when am I going to find time to do that? And actually another part of the old me would have stopped what I was doing, even if it was intensely important. And I would have been like, oh my gosh, I got to send it right now. I don't want to forget. I'll never be organized enough to remember. I'm going to send it right now. Which is fine, except what about the really important thing I was just working on? I mean, then that's going to suffer. So I think you understand where I'm coming from because I have a feeling a lot of you struggle with this as well. So you want to, you know, you want to pitch to somebody, and I often talk about sync placements, and that's a whole other organization skill to have, but you got to be ready for that. So let's talk sync. Let's just say you meet somebody who loves your writing and they want to, they want you to pitch them your songs. Well, if you have a big catalog and you've got a bunch of different songs and they're all over the place and you can't really figure out where on earth you put them all, if they're not organized in different folders and things like that, you might just miss out on those opportunities. Or let's say, for example, I think we all know this, right? If you want to play a show, and someone asks you to send them, you know, your headshot, let's say, and a couple of different songs and things like that. Again, you need to be organized somewhat so that you can get your act together and pull the trigger on these things. It's sort of just part of the professionalism that goes along with being a songwriter. So it is really striking that balance of I'm Little Miss Creative and I fly by the seat of my pants because if I get that song idea or I'm feeling it, like I've got to go with it. Sorry, I can't have any other organization skills because this is my strength. I mean, for those of you who are billionaires and can pay someone to do all that sort of stuff for you, congrats to you. But for most of us, we have to figure out how to balance it all and maintain it and stay organized. So you don't want to miss out on any of those opportunities, no matter how small or how big. And then this is the thing too, with life, you know, you're set on a certain plan. And you're like, yeah, everything's working out for me. This is working. I like my disorganization. It's all good. And then something happens in life, right? And you get derailed. And it's just the chaos sort of breeds chaos. And then all of a sudden, not only is your music life kind of all over the place, then every area of your life tends to be all over the place. And I'm speaking from experience. So when you can start to get organized in the right way, and we're going to touch on that a little bit here. When you get organized in the right way, it actually trickles out into other areas of your life. So those pieces of maybe you're, you know, stressing out and pulling your hair, like as you can picture me doing, you know, doing dinner, doing laundry, kids, music, the whole thing. When you get it all kind of intact, especially starting from the inside, it comes together more. Then suddenly you're giving your focus to the members of your family that need it. And then you're giving better focus to, you know, friends and your relationships. They reap the benefits. And also, obviously, your music then also benefits. So how many people do you know that are successful musicians and are completely disorganized? Because when I think about it, I have quite a few friends in the industry, and the people that come to mind, the ones that are killing it, the ones that are truly, as they say, crushing their goals, or the ones that I even see, like what the ones that I see at the CCMAs, or the ones that I see just plastering their social medias with placements or even just shows. Even the one in particular I'm thinking of that's not super duper organized, I know this person has kind of lit a fire under her butt to make sure certain things stay organized, because I know it means so much to her to be successful with her live shows and things like that. So let's think about it. These people who, like, it's a little bit of a trade-off to maintain that creative, fun, free style type of side of you and balancing it with that organization side. So yes, I know I keep harping on that big O word, but let's get down to the new way of doing things. So what you're going to want to do, and what has helped me tremendously over time, especially the past couple years, I would say, is focus training. I mean, believe it or not, you can actually train your brain and your mind to kind of rewire itself so that you're more focused. And I think a lot of the focus thing also comes with a calmness and a stillness, sort of a peacefulness inside, right? So when we have that as a strong foundation, those other things have a chance to fall into place. When you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to remember everything and going a mile a minute, it is a lot harder to have any kind of awareness or to be able to see, okay, this is what I need to do now, and this is what I have to do now, right? And take those proper steps, because it gets us in this high strung state of mind that we're in that beta brainwave state, you know, everything's just spinning like crazy. And you know, it's so interesting with our culture these days, because it is like these apps and these things that we all do, it's actually training our minds to want things to go quickly and be crazy. And you know what I'm saying? Things flashing in front of your eyes. I mean, even if you go on TikTok, now that stuff is fast. You can flip right through that. Like, it's insane. Or Instagram or Facebook or any of those things, you know, you're scrolling and your brain, you're not realizing your brain is going so fast, and it's just scrolling and scrolling, and it's not even realizing. And I've said this many times on the show before, where I will start to do something. I'll say, I'm going on my phone and I'm going to post something for my music and mindfulness business. And next thing you know, I'm looking at what Sally did last week. And then I'm watching a video of somebody eating their dinner or whatever it is. And 20 minutes goes by and I'm thinking, wait a sec, why did I come on here? I can't even remember. Oh yes, that's right. I was supposed to be posting something. So think about, first of all, what that does for your brain. So think about your brain. And if we can train ourselves and our brains to want things quicker and faster and flashier right in front of our eyes, would it not be said to be the same that we can also train our brain and our thoughts to calm themselves so that we can actually use them, believe it or not, to be more productive? Because I think we're so conditioned to be like, more, 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 that's going to produce more results. But in fact, having that strong, calm foundation gives you the stillness and the awareness to see what's around you, to make the right decisions, the proper decisions, so that you can be more productive. And, you know, rather than doing 10 things really fast and only kind of accomplishing them halfway, you can maybe calm yourself and do 3 of those things and do them exceptionally well. And that's actually going to get you further. So of course, there's always the hands-on things that we can do to be organized as songwriters. Yes, we can create the folders on our desktop of our songs. I can give you some sheets of ways to stay organized in your day. And you can limit yourself for, let's say, certain time limits to work on things. And you can take a break. And yes, you can go check TikTok, but you limit yourself to 10 minutes or whatever it is. But that typically, those decisions come into play and they start to unfold and evolve once you are still on the inside. You can develop new habits and new programs that are going to get you organized and to your goal. But unless you get that foundation set on the inside, and you're hitting that reset button on the inside with some proper focus training, with mindfulness techniques, there's really not going to be the outer results that you're looking for. I mean, just think about all these people that sign up for the gym in January. This is the year, and everyone's like, I'm going to lose those 30 pounds. I'm going to do it. Sure. And then they say, I'm going to sign up for my gym membership. So they physically are able to pay the money to go online and sign up and go to the gym and weigh themselves in and do all of the actual physical things that they need to do to get there. But what is the one thing? What is that one thing that is missing between them and the results of losing 30 pounds? Anyone know? Class? Anyone? Anyone at all? And I know you're all sitting there and you're thinking and you're picturing yourself in January when you wanted to hit the gym and then you didn't. What is it? What is that key element that was missing? And I'm telling you, because I did it many, many a times too. And I was like, I am going to firm up. I'm going to tighten up and I'm going to lose those last few pounds. Oh yeah, here we go. And many, many times it didn't work. And I'll tell you the one time why it did work. Because I got things set right on the inside. I cannot stress it enough. There is something going on in you that is subconsciously happening. And we all know it. And I know you can hear that little voice in the back of your head. It's like, it's there. And then it's that second little voice behind that voice, the one that really is steering the ship. And it's that little voice. That's that little voice that needs to be changed. And yes, this sounds completely crazy. I know, totally crazy. But we all know it's the truth. And you could try and excuse it all day. You can say, oh, well, I didn't lose the 30 pounds because, you know what? I signed up for the gym. And then, you know, what happened was then it started to snow and then I couldn't get there. And then my gym clothes were in the wash that one day. And so I missed Tuesday. So then I might as well skip Wednesday. And then next thing you know, you still are holding on to those 30 extra pounds. This is just a great example because I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. Because I think you know that when something switches for people and they do lose that weight and people go, oh my gosh, well, how did you do it? And everybody wants to hear what they did. Oh, well, I worked out 5 times a week and I ate this and I drank 8 glasses of water a day and boom, the weight came off. Well, that's easy because A plus B equals C. I mean, we all know what it takes to lose weight, give or take. But really what is the person is asking is, holy smokes, how did you get yourself to be so disciplined? What changed inside? What changed in your mind? And actually, sometimes it can be a pivotal moment for someone when they go, holy smokes, I have to change something. It kind of shakes them and wakes them up. And then they go and everything seems to go smooth. They're able to go to the gym without any issue, right? And the more you do it, it's creating momentum. So the more you go to the gym and then the better you start to feel and the better you eat, then the better you start to feel. So let's get back to focus training and staying focused so that you're able to accomplish your music goals. The good thing is you don't have to have something traumatic happen to you in order to be able to gain some clarity and focus in order to be an organized songwriter. Unlike the example I was using for somebody hitting the gym, like maybe something major happened to them. But you do have to make a choice and decide whether it is time for you to change those neural pathways in your brain. And some of you are sitting there, if you're new to the show, and going, what on earth is she talking about neural pathways? Well, what I'm talking about is your brain actually can rewire itself to develop new habits and handle tasks and cope with stress and all kinds of different emotions. You can change the way that you react to things, even if you've done them for years and years, because your brain, it's called neuroplasticity, and your brain can change and do the things that you basically want it to do if you develop these new habits. And how do you do that? Well, you do that by learning focus training exercises. And how do you learn those? Well, I am going to be speaking about this in my 5-day free training that I mentioned at the beginning of this show. And that is going to be coming up in May. So please make sure that you pre-register for that. I'm going to go into much more detail about that But I do want to leave you with this point, and this is something I read in a lot of my personal development books. And here's a quote that says, "Your life is a reflection of your thoughts. If you change your thinking, you change your life." But let's go back to the life being a reflection of your thoughts. All you have to do is look around, right? Look at your workspace. I mean, some people say, like, look at your bedroom, look at your kitchen, look at your living space. And that is kind of a reflection of your thoughts and how your brain is working and that sort of thing. So it's quite simple and easy to see, okay, where am I at and where do I need to be with my organization skills? And if your desktop is all over the place or your songs are scattered everywhere and you don't know where anything is half the time, then maybe that is a sign for you to take a moment and really reflect on what it is that you want to change on the inside. If you're looking for true and permanent change in your life, go ahead and sign up, pre-register for my free 5-day workshop called Breakthrough Songwriter, Why You're Not Gaining Traction with Your Music and What to Do About It. So I can't wait to see you guys there and have a wonderful week. Thank you, as always, for being the best part of music and mindfulness.